Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very interesting Hadith. This hadith is actually an explanation of a very famous hadith from the Prophet, in which the Prophet says, this is a very famous prophetic hadith, the Prophet said, اِخْتِلَافُ أُمَّتِي رَحْمَةً. Now we'll get to what this hadith means when we talk about this hadith from Imam Sadiq. But as you know, we are in the week of unity. The week of unity is a week in which all Muslims come together, put aside their differences, and try to work together to come up with solutions to their problems. This is a week, it falls between the birthday of the Prophet as narrated from the Ahlus Sunnah, and also the birthday of the Prophet as narrated from the traditions of the Shia, which is the stronger traditions. So this hadith we want to recite today and talk about today is relevant to the week we're in. A lot of people interpret this prophetic hadith in a wrong way. They say that ikhtilafu ummati means disunity. The disunity of my ummah, my nation, rahmat, is a mercy, right? And they say that, okay, it's okay for us to be, you know, to have differences with one another, to fight with one another, right? This is a mercy. And but in this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he explains the true meaning of this hadith and what it means. Let's look at this hadith and let's see what the Imam says here. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked by Abdul Mu'min al-Ansari, a person, he asked the Imam about the hadith. And he said, verily some people narrated from the Prophet that he said, the separation or disunity of my community is a mercy. And they were truthful. So I asked that if their separation or disunity is a mercy, then is their congregation and unity a chastisement? This person says that if we interpret this hadith in this way, it means that if disunity is a mercy, that means unity is a chastisement, is a punishment. We should try to stay away from it. What is the meaning of this hadith? To which the Imam replied, it is not as you understand it, nor as they understood it. Actually, he meant, meaning the Prophet meant, or he was alluding to, the saying of Allah. But why should not there go forth a group from each of their sections? All right, so here the Imam, he says that this is a reference to another verse of the Holy Quran, a verse of the Holy Quran in which God says, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَا مِن كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةً لَيْتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Right, this is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran in which God Almighty, he asks the different groups of believers, or like neighborhoods or different, you know, tribes, right, to each send one of their people to come to, you know, the city of the Prophet, the Madinatul Nabi, and come and learn religion and then come back and teach the people the place that they were from, the people from the places they were from, about religion. Right, so it has nothing to do with unity or disunity. In continuation, the Imam said, so he commanded them to go forth to the Prophet and frequent him and learn from him, then to return to their people and teach them. So what is meant is physical separation from their cities, not separation or disunity with regards to the religion of Allah. For verily, the religion of Allah is one. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at unity in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.